I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. The Southwest Wisconsin Conference All-Conference girls basketball players have been announced this week. Platteville and Prairie du Chien tied at 9-1 during the regular season, taking the co-conference championship. Lancaster was 6-4, River Valley 4-6, Dodgeville 2-8, and Richland Center 0-10 in the Southwest Conference. First-team All-Conference girls players, including Jessica Morgan of Lancaster, along with Rihanna Dye and Avery Richard of Platteville, Prairie du Chien's Tana Radloff, and Tessa Chakowski Higgins. Second team members include Jackson Berengen of Platteville, Prairie du Chien's Rita Achenbach, Greenlee Cron, and Carly Kramer, and also River Valley sophomore Ella Myers makes the second team. The honorable mention squad includes, from River Valley, Lexi DeVinny, a senior, and junior Brooklyn Stokes. Richland Center's senior, Carly Meaden, and sophomore, Kylie Burns. From Platteville, Macy Noble and Addison McNeil, Lancaster's Kylie Olmstead, and from Dodgeville, Abilene Bartz and Emma Doherty. The Sportsmanship Awards go to Kayla Brom of Dodgeville, Nicole Kelly Lancaster, Claire Hoosier, Platteville, Prairie du Chien's Claire Kennedy, Richland Center Junior Jory Schultz, and Senior Mackenzie Woodhouse of River Valley. The Player of the Year, a sophomore, Rihanna Dye of Platteville. The Co-Coaches of the Year, Brandon Temperley and Paula Shedevy of Platteville and Prairie du Chien, respectively. That's a look at the Southwest Conference All-Conference Postseason Awards for girls basketball. Speaking of girls basketball, the state girls basketball tournament gets underway today with the semifinals for Division III. At 1:45, number one seed, 26-1 Elk Mound, plays 18-10 Xavier, a fourth seed. The second seed Oostburg team at 26-2 plays number three Laconia. They're at 24-4. And Division IV semifinals tonight, the Prairie School, number one seed at 26-2, plays number four Cuba City, which is 23-5. And in Game 2, number two seed St. Mary Catholic at 25-3 plays Durand, Arkansas, 23-5. The tournament will continue tomorrow. WIAA Tournament Boys Basketball Sectional Semifinals tonight, and there are some outstanding games on tap, including North Crawford taking on Royal at Prairie du Chien High School, and Southwestern will play Abundant Life Christian at Evansville. In Division IV, Mineral Point takes on Darlington in an SWAL rematch that will be at Lancaster High School. In Division III, right here in Richland Center tonight, it will be Platteville taking on Wisconsin Dells. Platteville defeated Wisconsin Dells back on December 5th by a score of 81-67. The winner of that game will face either Lake Mills or Edgerton. They meet tonight at Fort Atkinson, and the sectional final game comes up Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock at Baraboo High School. And tonight in Division II, Mount Horeb battles Monona Grove. That will be played at Oregon High School as well. Bowling scores from the Merchants Bowling League. Granite Valley had a 28-57. Richland Locker a 28-44. Goplin Insurance a 28-13. Team High Game, Richland Locker 987. AutoZone and Goplin Insurance each had 977s, and Granite Valley a 974. Top series, Justin Schimmick, a 682, J.J. Klatt, a 672, D.J. Adams, a 666. Isaac Davison with a top game, 269, Justin Schimmick, a 263, Jeff Seckman with a 259 in the Merchants Bowling League. The number 18 Wisconsin Badgers play in the Big Ten tournament against Northwestern. Today's meeting will be the second of the season between the two teams. Wisconsin is 13-7 against Big Ten teams. Northwestern is 8-13 in the conference. Coach Greg Gard talked about bouncing back after that disappointing loss to Penn State and getting ready for the tournament.
We made very quick work of it yesterday. and we needed to move on quickly. So I probably have dissected it deeper and more intensely and harder than anybody else, just because I knew it wasn't one right now we needed to spend a lot of time on as a team. I did, because I wanted to really dissect the issues, but more importantly, we needed to flush it quick and move on.
The Badgers won the only meeting with Northwestern back on February 1st. It was a close game, though, 75-69. Pregame time today, 12:30 on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Marquette takes on a Xavier team, which is riding a 7-game win streak in tonight's action on the Big East Conference Tournament Trail. The team split 2 games during the regular season. The Golden Eagles have been almost as cold as the second half Musketeers have been hot. Marquette has lost 6 of its last 10 games. Packer offensive tackles Rasheed Walker and Zach Tom will almost double their 2024 NFL salaries with the payments they receive under the league's performance-based pay. The PPE represents supplemental player compensation based on a comparison of playing time to salary. Walker will receive just over $925,000, and Tom will get $849,000. The NFL released the amounts for only the top 25 recipients. Also in the news, Aaron Rodgers, officially no longer a member of the Jets as expected. The team released the 4-time MVP with a post-June 1st designation. The 41-year-old quarterback can join another team as an unrestricted free agent for the first time in his career if he still intends to play a 21st NFL season. The Jets absorbed a $49 million dead money charge by cutting Rodgers, but are able to spread that over 2 years instead of one. On Monday, New York agreed to terms with former Steelers and Bears quarterback Justin Fields on a 2-year deal. And finally in sports, more remembrances of Milwaukee Bucks great Junior Bridgman, Shaquille O'Neal, weighed in yesterday on TNT.
They always tell us stories about how 75% of athletes 0 to 5 years after they're done playing go broke. A lot of people don't know this, but I've patterned my whole business acumen after Junior Bridgman. This one hurts a lot.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.